You know, the weather is a winter, but in Washington State, they have 1 to 2 feet of snow. I have a friend there, and they have 1 to 2 feet of snow. So at least we don't have 1 or 2 feet of snow.
今天是冬天，我在华盛顿州有个朋友，他说他在那边有1到2尺深的雪，我们这边至少还没有那么深的雪。
But I do want everyone to be careful when you're walking outside. They say that you should walk like a penguin when you're walking on this type of a slippery surface.
但我希望大家在特别是在外面走的时候一定要特别小心。他们说在这种冰天的地方走路最好的方法是像个企鹅一样走，慢慢的一步一步的挪过去。
Earlier this week, our son was walking out to the car and he slipped and fell. Thankfully, he was not injured.
我儿子他这几天就在外面走路，他就不小心摔倒了，但感谢神没有大的问题。
But we do want to pray for our brother, Wen Zhihui. Earlier this week, he slipped and fell and broke his leg. Thankfully, the surgery went well. He's in a cast and he has 6 to 8 weeks of recovery at home.
但为我们教会的弟兄文志辉弟兄祷告，他就是在冰上摔倒，然后把腿摔断了。那医生说这要6到8个礼拜的恢复期。
Did everybody receive a bulletin? If you did not receive a bulletin, you can raise your hand and the ushers would be glad to give you one.
你有没有拿到今天的程序单？如果没有，举下手，我们招待会给你一份。
The second Sunday of the month, we have a combined service. And this month is special because we have a couple of guest speakers coming. So all this month, we're going to have combined services.
我们通常每个月的第二个主日是合主聚会。那这个二月份比较特别，我们这个月其他的主日都是合主聚会。
Our theme for the year of 2019 is to take root downward and to bear fruit upward from Isaiah 37 verse 31.
我们2019年的教会的主题是往下扎根向上结果，这是出于以赛亚书37章31节。
Today we started looking at 4 bad roots and the root of guilt, and today we're looking at the root of anger or bitterness.
我们曾经讲过这4个不好的根，那今天要看的这个不好的一个根呢，讲到这个愤怒的根。
So we see the verse here in Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
这个以弗所书4章31节讲到说，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let's bow in prayer as we begin, and I'd ask that we focus our hearts what God would have for us today. Allow God to speak to us.
在我们开始前，我们一起低头祷告，求神开我们的心，让我们能够关注到他要对我们所说的话。
Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come before your presence today. We thank you that we have a freedom in this place that we can worship you.
主，我们很高兴到你面前，我们谢谢你给我们这个自由，能够来敬拜你。
Father, I pray that your spirit would move in our midst. I pray that for your anointing to give the words that you would have to be spoken.
我们求圣灵把你的话能够放在我们的心里，求圣灵解开你的话。
Father, I pray that you would be glorified, that you would be honored.
主，我们祷告求你自己得到荣耀。
Father, we pray for our brother, Wen Zhihui, and pray that your hand of healing be upon him.
主，我们也为我们的弟兄文志辉仰望主，求主医治他。
Lord, may our ears be open, may our hearts be open. May you speak to us today in Jesus' name.
主，开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们能够听见你的话，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Our opening question I want you to think about with me is this. Where did that come from?
我们今天开场的第一个问题就是这个是从哪里来的。
Sometimes a word slips out of our mouth, or sometimes a thought comes, and sometimes even an action comes. Where did that come from?
有时候你不小心说出一句话来，做个事情，你就想说，诶，这是从哪里来的？
in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, it reminds us that it came from within, from the heart.
箴言里面四章二十三节就讲到说，自你所做的一切所说的一些话，其实从你心里面来的。
So we're told here how important our heart is. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
所以箴言里面说，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
This past week was Chinese New Year and wish everyone a happy Chinese New Year.
刚过的这个礼拜是中国农历新年，我祝大家新年快乐。
And this coming week is Valentine's Day, and we think often of the heart for Valentine's Day.
下个礼拜来了就是情人节。
And the heart is the very center of our person, the very essence, and we need to guard our hearts.
就像这个经上说的，我们要保守我们的心，因为我们的心是我们是在我们人体中的中间，它是非常重要的。
And so it is. What you see, what you say, what you do, and what you hear, everything you do flows from your heart.
所以你不管你看见什么，你说出来什么，你做了什么，你听见什么，这一切都是由心发出的。
So the heart is so very important.
所以心是非常重要的。
And then the next question I think we need to consider is, as we read in the verses in Ephesians today, what is the old self?
但我们今天这个以弗所书要读到一段经文，会讲到到底什么是旧人。
We read in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22, it describes for us that old self. It says these words, You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
在以弗所书4章22节这里讲到说，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
So that old self, that old man, and in Colossians 3 verse 9, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices.
然后在哥罗西书3章9节那里又说到关于旧人，就说不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为。
So that former way of life, that way of the, we could call the old self, as the old man is like the flesh.
我们从前行为上的旧人就是指着我们的肉体。
And we are told here that we are to put off its practices, take off that old self.
所以我们圣经上说我们要脱去我们的旧人。
In fact, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6,Not only are we to put it off, but he tells us here in Romans 6:6 that we are to, Romans 6:6, it says here, we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with and that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
圣经上说我们的旧人该怎么样呢？说我们的旧人要钉十字架。所以罗马书6章6节说因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，叫罪身灭绝。
Here's a picture that we need to remember.
这几幅图画我们大家需要注意。
On the left side here is the old self.
左边那个是我们的旧人。
If we consider when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that old self, that old man is crucified. It's put on the cross. It's dead.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们的旧人和耶稣一起同钉死在架上，已经钉死在上面了。
And then we're reminded that we are it's to be buried. And often we say baptism is a picture that we're dead to the old man and we're buried and rose again to new life.
而且这个旧人不仅要钉死，而且要埋葬。这个埋葬就是我们用洗礼中我们浸在水里面来代表这个旧人的埋葬。
So that we see then that in Christ we have a new self, a new man.
然后在基督里我们有个新生，我们从水里面出来就代表这个新的开始。
So what is the new self, the new man?
所以呢有旧人呢就有新人，什么是新人呢？
In Ephesians 4:24, put on the new self, created to be like God in true holiness and true righteousness and holiness.
所以以弗所书这里四章二十四节讲到说，我们要穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And so we see here also in Colossians 3:10, have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
所以这个穿上新人，然后这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象，这是哥罗西书三章十节说的。
So in Christ, when we put our faith in Christ, we are a new creature, a new creation, and we have a new man, a new self.
当我们在基督里信靠耶稣的时候，我们就有一个新人。我圣经说，我们就是一个新的创造，我们自己也成了一个新人。
And so that picture that we have a new person, we're in Christ, we are a new creation.
我们在基督里，我们就是一个新的创造。
Now here's our key question here today. How is your heart?
那这个问题就说到，你是个新人，但你的心怎么样呢？
We often take our blood pressure, and the blood pressure, it kind of measures the heart, but also measures the blood vessels.
我们常常体检的时候会测血压，这个血压呢不仅是测你的血压，也看你这个血流的情况怎么样。
But not.Talking here about the physical heart, we're talking about the spiritual heart. What is the condition of our hearts? How is your heart?
那我们现在不仅是看，不是看你们肉体的心怎么样，而是看你属灵的心怎么样。
And so we saw in our verses today, Ephesians 4:31, that we have to deal with some issues in our heart.
所以我们心里面是有些问题，我们需要来处理的。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
我们心，圣经上说，我们心里面有这些东西，是苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒。圣经上说，我们都要把它从我们心中除掉。
And Acts chapter 8, verse 23, For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin.
在使徒行传四章三十一节讲到一个例子，讲到彼得对一个人说：“我看出你站在苦毒之中，被罪恶捆绑。”
So we have a condition here that we have to look at. We have to deal with this. And how is our heart? Is it full of bitterness? Is it captive to sin?
所以我们可以看到，我们的心是可以充满苦毒、被罪恶捆绑的。
So the key idea here is how do we deal with this root?Of anger, this root of bitterness.
我们今天讲的重点是这个关于愤怒所产生的毒根。
See to it, Hebrews 12:15 tells us this. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
所以希伯来书十二章十五节说，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。又恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
This year we have looked at four trees. We talked about the four trees. We talked about the four soils.
我们今年讲到四种不同的树，讲到四种不同的土壤。
And then we started looking at four different roots, bad roots. And we already talked about guilt, and now we're talking about anger and bitterness.
我们也现在来看四种不同的不好的根。那我们上次讲到了，是讲到关于内疚的这个根。我们今天来看愤怒的这个根。
And to deal with this root of guilt, we talked about this root of guilt. We have to deal with that with confession.
当我们来对付这个内疚的这个根毒根的话，我们需要来忏悔。
And then we see here to deal. How do we deal then with this root of anger?
那我们今天来看的是关于怎么来对付这个愤怒的毒根。
Now in our yards, we have grass that grows in our yards, and we try to take care of our yard.
在我们后院里都有草长出来。
But also growing with that grass are these thistles. They grow up, and you have to pull the thistle out. Not just the thistle, but you have to get the root.
但是在你的好的草长的时候，那个不好的杂草也长，所以你要把它连根拔出来。
If I just cut the thistle off, it'll grow back again.
如果只是把它表层的给它剪掉的话，它下面有根，所以它还会长出来。
So I have to take the thistle and its root and pull it all out.
所以把那种毒草要把它连根拔出。
So that's what we are looking at today. How do we deal with this root of anger and bitterness?
所以我们今天就来看怎么对付这个愤怒的毒根。
First of all, anger. As we look at the definition of anger here, anger is an emotional arousal caused by something that displeases us. We get angry.
所以愤怒是当我们碰上一些不好的、让我们不愉快的事情的时候，我们情绪上的一个自然的反应。
Now, know this though, in itself, anger is not a sin. We see because even God can be angry. We see several verses in the Old Testament where God is angry.
所以愤怒是个情绪的自然反应，所以就愤怒本身来说，它并不是个罪，生气并不是罪。
In fact, in the Old Testament, we see the anger of the Lord. Because of wickedness and sin, we see the anger of the Lord.
圣经上常常记载上帝怎么讲发怒。
So let's describe this anger as being the holy anger of God. It's part of His judgment against sin.
所以圣经上讲到神的发怒是神的义怒。
In the New Testament, we see an illustration of this, the Lord's anger when He cleansed the temple. In the temple, they were selling things, and He cleansed the temple, overturned the tables, and cleansed the temple.
在新约圣经也记载耶稣发怒，耶稣在圣殿清理圣殿的时候，他也发怒。
This was a righteous anger. This is a holy anger.
这是一个神圣的义怒。
Now, I don't necessarily mean that every time I get angry at someone, I can call it a righteous or holy anger.
我这里一下想说的并不是我每次发怒好像都是义怒或者神圣的怒。
But God's anger, and if God, there's an anger toward evil and wickedness, is a holy and righteous anger.
但神的怒是对着罪发出来的，所以那个怒气是义怒。
The Bible speaks of anger as being kindled, as though anger can be compared to a fire.
所以圣经上讲到这个怒气用了这个发作这个词，好像就像火一样，可以点燃的。
Now another thing we need to be aware about anger is this. In Ephesians 4, which you read today, in your anger, do not sin. And do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
讲到发怒的时候，圣经上特别在以弗所书四章二十六节特别强调说，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
So here we need to see the fact that we're not to go around with a short fuse.We're ready to blow up any time, a short fuse. Or we're not to go along with a long fuse. We just kind of push it inside, and somewhere down the road we're going to blow up.
所以圣经意思就是说你不可以生活中好像一个火药桶随时一点就着，但也不可以是说那种隐藏得很深的火药桶，你几天后才爆炸的。
So, this fire of anger,We see here, if not quenched, if not put out by loving forgiveness, it will spread, it will defile, it will destroy the work of God.
但这个愤怒是很可怕的事情，就是你如果不好好的对付这个事情的话，它迟早会摧毁你这个人，并且摧毁神的工作。
In fact, Jesus, according to Jesus, anger is the first step toward murder.
耶稣自己说愤怒是谋杀的第一步。
And because anger gives the devil a foothold in our lives, and that Satan is a murderer.
因为愤怒会使魔鬼在我们生活中有地步，而撒旦就是那个凶手，是杀人的。
So, when Satan finds a believer with the sparks of anger in his heart, of course he's going to fan that. He wants to make that into a big fire.He's going to add fuel to the fire, add gas to the fire, and does a great deal of damage to God's people and God's church.
如果撒旦在信徒中间找到一个人，发现这人身上有那个愤怒的火花的时候，然后他就猛扇吹风，然后往上面浇油，让这个火越烧越旺，最后毁坏这个人。
So we need to be understanding what this is, anger, and how do we deal with this anger?
所以我们必须来好好来看看到底什么是愤怒，如何来对付愤怒。
Now, let's kind of compare these words here about anger. First of all, bitterness. It refers to a settled hostility that poisons the whole inner man. It poisons us inside.
所以讲到愤怒还要讲到另外一个词就是苦毒。这个苦毒就是讲到让你这个心里面充满了苦充满了仇恨。
Somebody does something we don't like, so we harbor the ill will against them inside our hearts. We let that boil inside. That's bitterness.
如果我们觉得别人对不起我们某些事情上哈那我们心里就充满了一种苦毒。
In Colossians 3:19, husbands are told to love your wives and be not bitter against them. Don't keep a record of things in your heart. Don't let that bitterness boil over in your heart.
这圣经上说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不要把她的对不起你的各样的事情写在一个本子上，常常翻出来看。
And see, bitterness can lead to wrath. That's our second word, wrath.Which is an explosion on the outside of the feelings we have inside.
这个苦毒导致的第二个结果就是暴怒。就是说当你里面的情绪在外面表现出来。
And then it goes on there in Ephesians 4, it tells us that wrath and anger often lead to brawling, clamor, fighting, or even blasphemy and evil speaking.
当你这个愤怒当你这个暴怒表现出来的是各种各样的不好的情绪甚至会动手打。
So we need to be aware of this, the danger of bitterness inside and exploding outside with anger. We need to be aware of it.
所以你心中一旦有了苦毒你外面就表现出来的愤怒。
Secondly, I want you to think about this as the debt of anger.
第二我们来看这个愤怒带来的一个债务的问题。
Last time we talked about guilt. And guilt says this, I owe you. Because of the guilt of sin, I owe you. For example, we say, I owe you an apology.
所以我们上个礼拜讲到第一个读根讲到这个内疚。这个内疚的主要的表现就是说我欠你的。比如说我欠你一个道歉所以我感到内疚。
But anger is different. Anger says this, you owe me. You owe me an apology.
但愤怒刚好相反愤怒体现出来的就是你欠我的你欠我一个道歉。
So we get angry when we don't get what we want. Or anger is the result of not getting something we want. And the root of anger is a perception that something has been taken.And something is owed to us.
所以愤怒的这里讲到是说当我们得不到我们想要的东西的时候我们会生气。愤怒是没有得到我们想要的东西的结果。愤怒的根源是在属于这个自己的东西被剥夺的感觉。
When I do something that's wrong, I have the guilt. I know I did wrong, and I need to confess it to God.And I need to confess it to others.
当我有内疚的时候我需要向神忏悔向弟兄向别人道歉。
When someone has wronged us, we feel like they owe us an apology. And sometimes we may react with anger or bitterness.
所以当我们得罪别人的时候我们会向神忏悔向别人道歉。但是当别人得罪我们的时候我们可能就会有愤怒的表现。
How then do we avoid the explosion of anger?
我们怎样子来避免这个愤怒的爆发呢?
Paul gives us here three reasons why we must avoid bitterness and anger. Not letting that boil up in us.
所以保罗给出我们三点让教我们如何来避免这个苦毒和愤怒的爆发。
First of all, Paul tells us that it grieves the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us as Christians. That we let that anger, that bitterness boil up inside of us. It grieves the Holy Spirit, it saddens the Holy Spirit.
所以当你在心里面充满了苦毒和愤怒的时候你也让住在你心里面的圣灵充满了担忧是为你担忧。
Now, not only that, But think about this. Christ who died for our sins. It grieves Christ. It grieves God's Son as well.
而且不仅圣灵担忧，而且神子耶稣也为你担忧。
And then thirdly, it grieves God the Father who forgave us when we trusted in Christ. And we're going to see in a few minutes a parable of the unforgiving servant. How it grieves God the Father.
这也让天父为我们担忧。
So then, to overcome this guilt, we must confess to others. And so in the Lord's Prayer, we see this. Forgive us our debts. We confess to God. We confess to others. Forgive us our debts.
所以为了胜过这个罪恶感，我们必须向别人承认，但为了胜过这个愤怒和痛苦，我们必须原谅别人。
So then to overcome anger and bitterness, we must forgive others. As the second part of that prayer also says this, as we also have forgiven our debtors. We, both parts.
所以讲到对付罪恶感，你要向别人承认你的罪，但是为了胜过愤怒的话，我们必须原谅得罪你的人。
And so we need to beware of this anger and how to deal with this anger and bitterness so we do not let it overcome us.
所以我们必须学习怎么样来胜过这个愤怒。
So then we see, fourthly, that the remedy for anger is forgiveness.
所以这讲到胜过愤怒的方法就是饶恕别人。
I want you to take note of this. Three kinds of people.
有三种人。
First person is this. Those who believe they ought to forgive, but can't seem to gain the courage to do it. They know they should, but they have trouble having the courage to do it.
第一种人就是他知道需要原谅别人，但他没有这个勇气去做。
And then the second kind of person is like this. Those who feel that they would be letting the offender off the hook. And that doesn't seem right. If I forgive them, then I make it too easy for them.
第二种人觉得饶恕别人太便宜那人了。
And then the third person is this. Those who've gone through the motions of forgiveness, but those old feelings and memories keep coming back and leaving them to wonder if they're ever really forgiven at all.
第三种是决定饶恕别人，但是后来常常想起那个人的对他不好的事，让他怀疑他到底是不是真的饶恕了那人。
See, the third person still has the feelings there, but forgiveness we're going to see is based upon facts. It's a decision, not just feelings.
我们来看到这个饶恕其实是一个决定啊，是个基于事实的决定，而不是你的感觉。
So it tells us here in Ephesians 4, get rid of anger.
所以以弗所书第四章说，你要把愤怒从你心中除掉。
So what does it mean to get rid of something? It means simply to remove it, to separate yourself from it.
所以什么叫除掉呢？你就要把它完全丢弃。
Let me give you an illustration of that. That would be very clear, I think, in all our minds. And you probably have done this.
我给大家举个例子，怎么样子叫做把它除掉？
You're walking along, just kind of, you know, walking around, looking at the beauty of, maybe you're in the woods, or this has happened in my backyard. And I'm walking along, and all of a sudden I run into a spider web. Right in my face, a spider web.
所以当我在外面走，在树林里面散步的时候，突然碰见一个大蜘蛛网。
And what do? You get rid of it as quickly as you can. Get rid of that spider web.
就把它扒拉掉。
You know, who knows? There may be a spider in that web, but I don't want him in my mouth.
但你小心不要把那蜘蛛弄到了。
So quickly we have to deal with this issue of anger and bitterness is boiling inside of us. Get rid of it before it comes to the surface.
当你心中有苦毒产生，有愤怒开始产生的话，你要把它除掉。
Now, we need an example. How do we do this?
我们来看看一个圣经上的一个例子，他是怎么做的。
And here I want us to look at the example of Peter.
我们看看彼得的例子。
Peter understood his responsibility to forgive.
彼得知道他必须饶恕他的弟兄。
And I suppose most of us understand we should forgive.
我相信在座的都同意你应该饶恕别人，对吧？
But he wasn't sure how far to take it. What do you do about a person who hurts you over and over again?
但彼得的问题是说你要饶恕多少次才算够呢？那个人总是来冒犯你。
At that time, the Jewish teaching, the rabbis would teach that you forgive somebody three times.
那个时候的拉比教训人就说你要饶恕人的话你要饶恕他三次就够了。
And Peter came to Jesus, we see in Matthew 18 verse 21, then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Peter's being very generous. I'll go to seven.
所以有一天彼得就进来问耶稣说主啊我弟兄得罪我我当饶恕他几次呢到七次可以吗他已经觉得做得比律法强了或者比拉比的教训强拉比只要三次他已经提到告到了七次
And Peter was surprised by Jesus' answer Doesn't forgiveness have its limits? And Jesus answered I tell you not seven timesBut 77 times, or in some translations it reads 70 times 7.
那彼得心里想说宽恕是好的但是难道不应该有个限度吗结果耶稣回答他说我对你说不是要七次而是到七十个七次。
And so Jesus is teaching Peter here that forgiveness has no limits.
所以耶稣的意思不是要他算是不是到了490次。而是要跟他讲说宽恕是没有限度的。
So I don't carry around a tablet with me. Alright, I've forgiven you 77 times, but wait, next time I don't have to forgive you and I'm going to get you. Or 490 times I forgave you, but 491, no! But unlimited forgiveness.
所以耶稣的意思是不是叫彼得从饶恕从一数到490, 而是要他是无限没有限制的饶恕。
And here's the key. We need to think about this. We need to look at this. Forgiveness is a decision to cancel the debt.
所以饶恕是你做一个决定，把人家的债务给免了。
And we come here then to the parable of the unforgiving servant.
我们下面就来看一个这个圣经上的比喻，讲到一个不饶恕别人的人。
And here Jesus gave this parable. He says, The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And as he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. And since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all he had be sold to repay the debt. And at this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me. He begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
所以这个圣经记载说，天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就匍匐拜他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Now please understand what this means here. 10,000 bags of gold, or it says in some translation, a talent. A talent could be 20 years of wages of labor. So you look at 10,000, it's many lifetimes it would take to pay back this debt.
这个一千万银子，这个人是根本不可能在这辈子还得清的，几辈子都还不清的。
And so here the king forgave him, canceled the debt.
所以这个国王把他赦免了，把他的债务完全免了。
Now this is a picture. The king is a picture of how God cancels our debt through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin. He cancels the debt.
所以这个国王就预表着天父，他因着我们信耶稣，因着耶稣为我们的罪死了，他把我们所欠他所有的债也免了。
But let's not stop here at this parable. We need to continue on with what happens next.
这个比喻还有第二部分啊。
And when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him. He began to choke him. Pay me back what you owe me. You owe me. He demanded his fellow servant, and who fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. And when the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened.
故事的第二部分就是说，那个仆人出去遇见他的一个同伴欠他十两银子，就揪住他，掐住他的喉咙说，把你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就匍匐央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。然后他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚发怒，就去把这事告诉主人。
So here he owed him 100 silver coins and that would be, you know, one day wage would be a coin, a silver coin would be one day's wage. So it's like 100 days of pay.
所以这一回呢，别人欠这个人十两银子，那这个所欠的钱相当于工作100天的代工价。
So the first one, several lifetimes it would take to pay that back. The second one, maybe 3 months could pay it back. But he grabbed hold of that person and his family and put him in jail.
所以他头一段里讲到，他欠别人那么多钱，几辈子都还不清的，人就把他赦免了。这一段讲的，人家欠他大概三个月的工资的价钱，所以他不愿意宽容别人，反而把人家下到监里去抓，掐人家的喉咙，把人家下到监里。
Let's look at the third part of this parable. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said.I canceled all the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
所以这故事结尾就说到，主人就叫了他来，对他说，你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当怜悯你的同伴，向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。然后你们个人若不从心里，故事的意思就是，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，天父也要这样待你们。
The king, of course, represents God and His forgiveness, but here this servant represents us. So how that we're often not willing to forgive.
所以这里这个国王代表了天父，但这个仆人就代表了我们自己。
So the key application is this: is the habit of forgiveness.
所以这个关键点是什么呢？你要养成一个饶恕别人的习惯。
We come to Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other.Just as in Christ God forgave you.
所以就像以弗所书4:32这里说，要我们以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
Circle those words, just as. Here's the example of forgiveness. Just as redefines our forgiveness. Just as.God forgave you in Christ Jesus. It upgrades the meaning of forgiveness.
所以这个正如就让我们看到怎样的饶恕才算真饶恕，就像神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
And it doesn't stop there. With forgiveness comes also compassion and kindness.
所以不光停在饶恕的层次，当这正如这代表说你饶恕以后还对他有充满恩慈相待，存怜悯的心。
Now this is God's forgiveness.
这是神的饶恕，
not human forgiveness.
不是人的饶恕。
And so this is a picture of us. Many times this is what we're like.
这个图画就表示就好像我们自己的故事一样。
We're going around, we're carrying that anger, that bitterness, that rage, that brawling, that malice, and even using slander. We carry that around with us.
我们人生的每一天都身上都背着这些重担，这些都是什么呢？就是这种 苦毒、恼恨、恶毒等等。
Remember, it says, get rid of all that. Get rid of it. Why carry that around with you? Get rid of it. Put it in the dumpster.
圣经上说我们要把它除掉，所以我们就好像这个图画一样，不要背着它，整天背着它走来走去，要把它扔到垃圾桶里。
And then when we learn forgiveness, we learn what it means to be set free. That we're forgiving of others. God sets our hearts free.
当我们学会了宽恕、饶恕别人的时候呢，我们的心也得到释放。
So God's decision to forgive required the death of His Son. Our decision to forgive will cost us our pride.
饶恕是要付出代价的。神饶恕我们，他的代价是他自己儿子的生命。当我们要饶恕别人的时候，我们付出代价就是我们要放下我们的骄傲。
And so forgiveness is a gift. It's a gift from God. It's also a gift that we give. Forgiveness is merely a gift from one undeserving soul. I don't deserve God's forgiveness. And the fact that God gives me this gift, I can also learn that I need to forgive others.
神对我们的饶恕完全是给我们这个礼物，但人和人之间彼此的饶恕不过都是不配灵魂之间彼此之间的礼物。
But it ensures our freedom from the prison of bitterness and resentment. If I don't forgive, it hurts me.
但你如果不饶恕别人的话，你就把自己关在自己的监狱里面。
So we see this picture here that Jesus canceled our debt on the cross.
我们看到这幅图画，耶稣在十字架上取消了我们的债务。
And then, we look at that cross, remember this, that it was paid in full, our forgiveness. As Jesus hung on that cross, He said, it is finished. It is finished.
所以在这个十字架上，那个条子写的这个债务完全付清了。
So forgiveness is a gift. We decide to give in spite of how we may feel.
所以饶恕是我们决定给予别人的一个礼物。
There are four processes, excuse me, to complete forgiveness.
对，要完成这个饶恕有四点。
First of all, we have to identify who we're holding that bitterness against. Who are we angry with? We have to identify that.
饶恕的第一步就是找出是谁让你生气的。
And then determine what do they owe you.
第二点决定他到底欠了你什么让你生气。
In general, forgiveness doesn't heal specific hurts. Specifically, what have they done?
饶恕要具体，他到底做了什么事情得罪你了。
And then we cancel that debt, just as Christ canceled your sin debt at Calvary.
让我们选择在那件事上饶恕对方，就如正如基督在骷髅地上饶恕了取消了我们的债务一样。
And then we dismiss the case, and we restate our decision. So-and-so doesn't owe me anymore.
所以你做了个决定，把他得罪你这个事情上，你要说某某人不再欠我了。
May God give us the grace to do this. Here's an example of a prayer.
愿神给我们恩典，让我们能够做到这个。现在有一个祷告教大家怎样来做到。
Heavenly Father, so and so, you put the name there, whoever it might be, has taken whatever it is from me.
所以这个祷告是说，天父某某人从我这里拿走了某样东西，或者某样事情，或者得罪了我某样事情。
I have held on to this debt long enough. I choose to cancel this debt.
他欠我这个债欠了很久了，我现在决定取消这笔债。
So and so doesn't owe me anymore.
某某人不再欠我了。
Just as you forgave me, I forgive them.
就像你饶恕了我一样，我也饶恕他。
And thank you God for giving me the grace to forgive.
感谢主赐给我恩典，让我能够饶恕别人。
You see, holding a grudge doesn't make you strong. Holding that bitterness, that anger inside, it just makes you more bitter.
所以当你晓得当你怀恨在心的时候，并不会让你变得坚强，它会让你痛苦。
Forgiving doesn't make you weak. It sets you free.
宽恕别人并不是你软弱，而是使你得到自由。
I want to close with this true story.
下面最后结束的时候讲一个真实的故事。
This past week, Bennett Peters Jones, the wife of the president, Bob Jones University, Bob Jones III, passed away a week ago. She died of cancer.
这个过去这个礼拜有一个名人的太太得癌症过世了。
I'm thankful for modern day technology. Her funeral was online. I was able to watch her funeral and to learn something that happened in her life.
然后她这个葬礼呢就在网上直播，所以我在网上看了。
You see, she has written 13 books and very well known.
这个姊妹医生写了13本书，是很大家都知道的一个名人。
Her son shared at the funeral this story I had not heard before, and it touched my heart deeply.
然后他的儿子就在这个葬礼上分享了他母亲的一件事情，让我很感动。
He told about his mother, and she wrote about this in one of her last books, how that as a young girl, she had been molested by her father.
然后这个人他写了13本书，他的最后这本书里面就讲到说，他在七岁的时候就被他的父被他自己的父亲虐待。
And for many years she did not tell about it, but then at the end she wrote about it and felt that God would have her tell others that they might learn from what she had learned how forgiveness gives freedom.
所以在一直都没有讲，直到他最后一本书里面，他才把这个很私人的事情把它写在书里面。他觉得说他这个事情写下来可以帮助别人能够学会怎么样子饶恕别人，然后让自己得到释放。
That is God's grace.
这完全是神的恩典让他能够做到。
Is forgiveness just as He forgave us? Let's bow in prayer.
好，我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we come before you today.
主，我们今天到你面前来。
You know each of us. You know what's in our hearts.
你认得我们每一个人，也知道我们心里在想些什么。
We may hide it from others. We may try to keep it a secret from others. But God, you know everything that's in our hearts.
我们把这些事情向着别人是隐藏的，但是主啊，在你面前，这些都是赤裸敞开的。
And in our past, there may be things there that We are bitter, we are angry, we've never gotten over it.
主啊，在我们人生的过去中，肯定有些事情是让我们心灵充满苦毒、很生气的事情，我们从来都不愿意把这个事情放下。
Lord, today, you would have us to learn the habit of forgiveness. How that just as you have forgiven us, we are to forgive others.
主啊，今天就求你帮助我们学会，正如神在基督耶稣里饶恕了我们一样。帮助我们今天养成一个饶恕的习惯，从今天开始。
Thank you for the grace you give us to do this, and thank you, Lord, that when we cancel that debt, you give us freedom.
谢谢你给我们恩典，让我们来从有个新的开始。
We thank you in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。